All right, guys, welcome to another Sunday Sessions. The keen-eyed viewers may notice that ginger bastard Andy's not here, and we've got a good friend, Ben, on. UK Fish Lair, so, and a mate, right?
Yeah, lovely to be here.
Thank you, mate.
Thank you very much for having me back.
Yeah, nice, mate. Yeah.
Normally, when I go to somewhere, I never get invited back, so it makes a change.
Nice, mate, yeah. That.
But, yeah, I'd like to say that you've swapped Andy for an upgraded, taller, more handsome...
Honorary Janner.
more all-round nice person, yeah. But that's all lies. Yeah. In fact... Yeah. It's not, I'm taller than him. Definitely taller than him,
yeah,
you know.
Spot on, mate.
But yeah, lovely to be back. Studio's looking magnificent as usual.
Nice, man. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Now, for most of us, you may have heard it in one of our previous podcasts. Andy's on his jollies for most of April and then some fishing trips. Ben's going to be stepping in with me to do Sunday sessions and some podcasts. So, if you don't like him, you're shit out of luck, but hopefully most of you do like him.
Well,
so.
If you don't, it's just too bad you're stuck with us.
Yeah.
I've got to say it that I'm a little disappointed in coming back from the last time I was here. I was expecting some makeup artists and whatnot here, you know? If any of our lovely viewers are offended by my face while we're doing this, you know exactly who to blame.
Aaron.
Yeah,
well,
yeah, Aaron. Yeah, yeah.
Well, I'd say so. Well, I'd probably 90% I'd blame my mum and dad. Maybe about 8% my barber. And 2% definitely falls on tuna gear.
Yeah, I mean, where did you get the fake slash to?
Oh, yeah. Drawn on with crayons, apparently.
Yeah, nice man, nice man. So, you're a busy guy.
Yes.
You've got your YouTube channel, you're a dad, family life, whatnot. What have you been up to?
Plenty, plenty. Yeah, I mean, obviously the YouTube and the social media thing is my main pastime, if you like. I do have a family life, you know, contrary to what people think. They see me out on the banks fishing and whatnot and think I'm a full-time angler, but that's not the case. But yeah, you know, the social media side of things is definitely snowballing and building exponentially since before when I was here. So that's really pleasing.
That's good to hear, mate. Nice.
Yeah. In the last few weeks, there's been a lot going on, actually. Again, with sort of the social media side of things, I've been doing a fair few bits of content for the well-known tackle brand, Sukuma.
Yeah.
They have just dropped this last week, actually. Yes, Thursday. It's the Sunday Sessions, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's right, mate.
They have just dropped their... YouTube channel, and they've posted up the first video that I did content-wise. They're getting a few other well-known anglers in and they have got a fair bit of content that I've sent across to them also, sort of to start filtering it in. So that's one thing that's been going on this week. I do try to get out fishing once a week as well. You know, as you know, that I, you know, the content has to keep coming.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah. Because you're one of those guys that you film pretty much everything, don't you?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. I mean, so my YouTube channel, the people that follow me and the Facebook, they'll know that on the Facebook, I'll put fouls in, I'll put funny stuff in.
Yeah.
I try to keep it fresh. I don't just post me dangling a rod all the time. You know, it can be anything that sort of, you know, that I feel that people are going to be entertained by. And actually, I get, it's, you know, people are backwards and forwards a lot with me in terms of comments and, you know, banter. I love it, you know?
Yeah, yeah, nice man.
But I do try to keep my fishing. Obviously, I have to keep going fishing and I would love to anyway, but I do have to keep on planning and scheduling and try to keep it fresh, not doing the same thing over and over again. And also, I do try to catch a few fish as well while I'm doing it. But having said all that, I blanked this week, so
It happens to the best of us, Ben.
I know. I went out and did my first trip for some gilt heads this week in the estuary. And to no avail. It's early in the season. Yeah. I'm sticking with that excuse.
I know there's a couple coming out, but like you say, it is still early, isn't it? And we've had fucking awful easterlies for weeks now, haven't we? Which doesn't help anything.
No, I mean, those easterlies were brutal, actually. Yeah, yeah. I was sitting there freezing, full thermal jacket on.
Yeah.
It was horrid. My rods were like that.
Yeah.
I sat there a few times and thought, what the hell am I doing?
Cuts across that system like a knife as well.
Horrible.
So I know that very well from my own personal time down there. So, yeah. So obviously that's the season's changing for you now. I mean, kind of, it's kind of spring into summer season now, isn't it? Yeah. Kind of heading that way. So yeah. Gilt and other warm kind of warm season targets.
Absolutely. I had a good season on the COD this year, which was refreshing. I travelled up to the northeast a few times and fished the Humber estuary a couple of times and had a few decent sessions there, caught a few nice fish. Also caught a few nice cod around the local waters as well from Plymouth and whatnot. Fished. If you remember the last time I did the cod championships, I won the cod championships a year ago. Well, I fished it again this year and I got runner up. So
get on.
Yeah, so that was a good, you know, it was good to sort of try to at least battle it out and regain my crown, although I didn't quite. I was actually beat by half an ounce in the weigh.
Oh, no.
Gutted, I know. And, you know, the worst thing is that the hook was relatively down and I could have just cut the hook off and I took the hook out and the fish bled out in the boat and
fuck.
I probably would have done it.
But we're no chip in dinner.
You know, such is life. You know what? There's a lovely gang of blokes. There was a lot of people fishing it. And, there was, I think there was upwards of 70 or 80 angler stroke boats out this time. It was like pretty big, you know. So to even be in the top three or four, I'm stoked with it, you know.
Yeah, kick ass, man.
So yeah, there you go. Lots been happening.
Yeah, man.
But now I'm here back. So,
people liked you last time. You came across really well. With some really, really, really funny comments. Like I've said it numerous times on podcasts. I mean, that episode, it was just funny. I just laughed all the way through. I mean, you're telling stories about what you did to your brother, stabbing him, and your cousin jumping in the mud, and just a funny guy.
I don't know if Andy ever sent across to any of you guys that film, but I did send him a short version of that film with my cousin stuck in the mud.
I saw it, yeah. Funny.
It is funny. It is funny. But yeah, there you go. So,
nice, man.
Yeah, all go on the fishing front. Home life, everything else, it's all positive and all going. And now we're getting into summertime, summer.
Yeah, man, I've noticed as well a bit of a change. I'm seeing a bit more like your shorts and stuff being uploaded to your pages.
Yeah.
Like, not necessarily like full on angling stuff, but kind of like, not B roll is the wrong word, but just kind of almost like the behind the scenes clips. And I think they're being really well received, aren't they?
Yeah.
I think we've got that on Facebook. I think, Aaron, if you want to pop that up.
Yeah, I think that. You know, people like to see the human side of you, not just, oh, I'm here, caught this big fish. You know, they like to see that you had a bird's nest, you had a little bit of a fowl on the boat. Not so much the fowl army, because things happen funnily in fishing and you just, you know, it is what it is. And I often find that if it's, you know, something that I'm entertained by, lots of other people tend to be entertained by it, you know. But
yeah,
I mean, this one here, you've just got up. This went viral, actually, I think. I posted it a couple of weeks back and within the space of a few days, it did like 200,000 views or something and it's up to over 300,000 now in the space of a couple of weeks.
That's a good set of crazy.
It's crazy when you think about it, you know. But,
this is why I like to keep the mackerel rod over. Bloody hell. What the hell?
Get on. It's a funny looking mackerel.
So there you go.
No way.
Mackerel feathering. The pollock took the mackerel and busted my rod holder over.
I just pulled the rod rest over.
I've had so many comments. Them sort of videos, it's funny because you post them up just lighthearted. It's just trying to be entertaining. And the amount of people that try to be serious and preach to you about like at what you should do with your fishing, how you should do it, and you know, and I'm never rude to people, I just sort of fob it all off. But you know, I've been told on that particular video, I've been told learn how to set my drag, I've been told I've got Timu rod holders, my rod was too heavy, it was a spinning rod incidentally with like 20 pound braid, my rod's too heavy, my line's too thick. You know, why the hell did you throw that back after you caught it? You know, all these different crap. And I just think to myself, you know, it's light-hearted, guys. Chill out.
Yeah, of course, man. Yeah. I think it's one of those things and it's all too common. I think you've got people that want to pipe up, I think.
Trying to preach about fishing and give you a lesson in fishing when, you know, I posted it up. You know, I posted a big bird's nest on there the other day from when I went out fishing with Sukuma. You know, it happens. It happens to all of us.
Yeah, man.
I can go weeks without getting a bird's nest or a crack off. And then when one happens, I like to do it in style. You know, I like to blow a reel up, you know. If you're compressing it well enough, you will blow the reel up well enough, you know. But yeah, why not? You know, it's light-hearted. People seem to enjoy it. Anyway,
and I like that you occasionally like to just have a little bit of banter back with them. Like, you don't get shitty with them, but it's nice to see that. Because there's a lot of content creators that do not reply at all. They just leave it as it is. Yeah. But I like the fact that you, again, it adds that personability about it. It's really you that you're talking to.
Yeah.
And I like you make the odd fun. And I like the fact that you add humorous comments right back at them. You know,
I said it to you when I was here before, when we did the actual podcast before. I'm not that person to ignore people. I can't. I just can't leave comments unanswered. If somebody's gone out their way to say something to me, as long as it's not really pissy, you know, and if it is, then if it's something vicious, then I'll just delete it. If it's something that's being sarky and trying to be funny, then I'll be funny back with them. Yeah. I can be funny with the best of them, you know.
I read some of your comments and I'm like, no, touche.
And then also, if they're being nice, I'll be nice. You know, I'm a nice guy anyway. I think I'm a nice guy. I've been told I'm a nice guy, but, you know, I just don't like to be rude to people. It's not, there's none for being rude. Somebody goes out of their way and actually, I mean, I did a giveaway recently, gave away some free gifts, UK Fish Slayer stuff. I'm not selling merchandise or anything, but I had some hats embroidered, some coffee cups, some thermal coffee cups with the logo on and things like that. And I did a question on one of the YouTube videos, did a giveaway. And some of the, it was like, send the answer via messenger because it's the only way I could keep things private. And some of the messages that I got were fantastic. Really taken aback by it. People saying that, what I'm doing, I'm inspirational to them, inspirational to them and their kids and things like that. And I'm like, really? Are they, you know. It's overwhelming at times, you know, overwhelming when people are being nice, you know, how can you just blank them off and not
ask
them,
absolutely,
you know?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I think it's a testament to what you put out and how you put it out.
Yeah.
Say no more, you know what I mean? I think that's what I mean, we've got one of my little bits that I pulled, is exactly what we're talking about now, is obviously there are some proper dickheads about, and like you say, it's how you deal with them, and if you put up Facebook again, Aaron, there's humorous is the wrong thing to say because it's actually at the time this Calvin Jones, I believe, is the young lad. It's probably not overly humorous, but you may have seen this tarpon video on Tarpon Coast Fishing Charters, where this bloke, by all accounts, I believe, if you fast forward the video a tiny bit, Aaron, it doesn't really kick right off to a little bit further. You'll see when he comes over. If you're about there, you'll see it, where he just makes a proper nuisance of himself and young lads and. It's behaviour that just shouldn't be tolerated in fishing. So this is quite an interesting one.
Bro, you can't come flying.
There is swearing in this, by the way.
Bridge, bro.
Oh, shit, yes, I can.
All right, bro. What are you trying to do, bro?
What are you trying to do, bro? You want to fucking go?
I don't want to fucking go. I want you to get the fuck out of here.
Big tough guy?
Tough guy? You pulled up on me, motherfucker.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. What are you about it? Nah, shit. I'm fishing, you fucking. Like, bro, get out of here. Like what? What are you trying to do? Act like a tough guy in front of your buddies?
I believe his buddies are actually paying customers on his tarpon chart.
He's a chart skipper.
He's the chart skipper, yeah.
That's a nice example to set.
Well, thank you for your service, bro.
And you're gonna talk shit.
Thank you for your service, bro. But that doesn't give you.
Pop it forward a tiny bit, Aaron, and you'll see he's literally.
Alright, whatever. I appreciate you.
There we go.
Right, okay, bro. Keep thinking that.
And what it is, I think they were fishing early morning under the bridge, and the front boat didn't have nav lights on, and he's come tear-assing through the bridge, and I think got them in their wash, or nearly hit them, come back after, and then this is the aftermath to that. And he comes over now, you'll see now, and for a charter boat with customers on his boat.
Bro, you shouldn't come flying through the
bridge. Yeah, if you click the arrow, it's about right.
I'm sorry, man. I don't know if that's what you want to hear, bro. But, bro.
Here we go.
Me too.
Makes quite uncomfortable watching. And apparently, the guy's, I believe, in his teens, early 20s, that he's approaching now.
All right, bro.
He's definitely got some anger issues, that's for sure.
In their motherfucking life. All right, bro. Bust me out. Chill, bro. Chill, bro. Please, bro. Please, bro. I'm
crazy, isn't it?
Is he on their boat?
He's on. He's jumped on his boat and he's threatening to beat him up, buddy.
All right, bro. No, bro. Please, bro.
But anyway, I think you pretty much got the gist of it, but I mean...
He sounds like a nice guy, don't he?
Prime example of someone that should absolutely know better. He's a registered charter skipper, got a business. By all accounts, probably quite a reputable guy. Sounds like he's an ex-vet. He's gone on to... Like I say, right, if these young lads didn't have their nav lights on and it was dark and they're in the bridge, then so they should have had their nav lights on. There's no disputing that, but I don't think there isn't any aspect of what a professional company, when you've got paying customers on your boat, should behave like that.
Regardless, publicity is good publicity, but I'm sure that can't be very good.
Well,
publicity.
I mean, that's bit him in the ass now, because I mean, that's come up on Facebook now, that those funny things like we've marked safe from tarpon coast fishing charters and stuff like that.
He's now a meme.
But now it's blew up and they're trying to get him shut down and all sort of stuff. But I mean, well, it just don't, I mean...
Play silly games and win silly prizes.
Yeah, fuck around, find out, innit? I think something like that. But it just, again, it's a prime kind of, that is a bit of an extreme situation where altercations can happen in fishing. It happens. Like you said, you sometimes get some dickhead comments on posts. But I mean...
What, you mean like, is my moustache fake? I've had that one.
It's a beautiful moustache, Ben.
Please. But at the end of the moustache, does it look fake?
No, not at all, mate. It looks premium. Yeah. But at the end of the day, fishing's fishing. We should be out there to enjoy. We shouldn't have to worry about these sort of things. And it is just, it is real time. It happens every day, you know? So the mind boggles, mate.
I mean, another one, you could have been told, like I was, that if you close your eyes whilst I'm on my boat, I sound like Mickey Flanagan on a boat.
out on the boat. Yeah.
Out. I'm not just out. I'm out on that boat.
Fair play, mate.
I probably do sound a bit like Mickey Flanagan, you know.
I say it's probably the strangest Plymouthian accent I've ever heard, mate.
Well, I've not quite adopted that yet, but
the ordinary Janna, but UK fish layer. Yeah, get on.
I will have a statue in Plymouth of me yet. Don't worry. Yeah. Holding me, rodding me. Rod in hand.
On the end of Mountbatten.
My most favourite pose in my happy place. Rod in hand, getting my worm nibbled.
Oh, absolutely, mate. Who can argue with that, man?
There's no innuendos there at all, you know?
No, not at all, mate. Well, as I said, guys, thanks as always. I mean, we've got Ben for sort of 3 or 4 weeks now. We've got other podcasts and we're going to have loads and loads of cool, funny things to talk about. Ben is, as we've already discussed, quite busy, always doing stuff. My stuff's kind of picking up now as well. So we're going to be talking about a few of our shenanigans that we get up to. Obviously, like you said, you're doing some bits for other companies as well. So it's cool. We're keeping an eye on those. We're going to have some bits that we can share each week moving forward. I'm really looking forward to it, mate. I mean,
it should be fun.
Yeah, it should be good.
It should be fun. I'm looking forward to it myself. I'm pleased, really pleased to be here, back in the studio again. I did say it before. Don't worry about the makeup. Well, I can forget that, but actually, your studio and the setup here is.
I mean, the list was so long of people, and we got all it, and there was no one was answering, and no one replied back to us. We got
what I'm like? Do you watch The Simpsons? Yeah. You know Troy McClure? Yeah. Troy McGurr? Hi there, I'm Troy McGurr. You might remember me as movies such as. That's me. I'm the washed up has been. Hi there, I'm Ben, UK Fish Layer. You might remember me for YouTube movies such as. Don't be alarmed, darling. My conga won't bite. Yeah,
you fucking idiot.
Get the washed up has beens. Here we go.
Nice, man. It's a pleasure as always, mate. It's always, as me and Andy have often said, it's always a pleasure when we get to speak to you because it's always good fun. There's always some laughs happening. So.
Oh, you know what? Life is just too serious to take too serious all the time, you know? And there's so much shit that goes on nowadays with the economies and, you know, people in drastic trouble even to pay for their shopping, you know, enjoy it. That's why I'd like to do what I do as well. Yeah. I like to whack up something just slight hearted, you know, lower the tone a little bit, almost to gutter level, but not quite, you know. But it's true, you know, enjoy it. You know, you'll see it. people who watch me, they'll see it on my videos. I've got a smile on my face, and I often say, just enjoy it. Enjoy your time. We're only here once.
Yeah, man.
You know, so that's it. There's a lot of shit that's going on. Let's just enjoy it.
Yeah,
enjoy us.
And, like, and as I've, both me and Andy have said in previous Sunday sessions, I mean, we've had a few guys reach out. We really, really, really want to hear what you guys are up to, because at the end of the day, our Sunday sessions is a weekly catch-up. So if you've done something that you want to talk about, or you want to share, or there's topics that you want to talk about and share, obviously, me and Andy, we've often said it's the hashtag two idiots and a mic. We're just talking about what we get up to and how we do it. But obviously, we generally want to hear from you. So this is the perfect...
Correction, the third idiot with a mic.
Yeah. Two plus one idiots and a mic. So if you've got anything you want to talk about...
2.5.
I mean, who's the 0.5 though? Because you're a lot bigger than Andy.
I still consider myself the 0.5.
Yeah, cool. But yeah, we would love to share your antics and what you get up to, what you're going to do moving forward. We're at the start of spring. There's lots of things happening now. So please do reach out. You can private message us. You can contact us on post by commenting. You can drop us a Facebook message, or you all know us online. Get hold of us. We would love to hear from you, sir. But apart from that, mate, I mean, thank you again for coming in. Sunday sessions again completed.
Lovely.
I think that is pretty much all we got to offer this week.
Sounds good. We shall be back. And
we will be back next week.
Hopefully people will be entertained.
Yeah, we'll lose all our subscribers. But thank you anyway. Yeah. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe. We do really appreciate it. Follow Tuna Gear on social medias. Check out Extra Tough Boots, the sponsor of Sunday Sessions. Get involved. Comment, like. We do really appreciate it. Thanks again. Cheers, Ben.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, mate. See you again. Bye.